Founders, business owners, they need to start building their accounting and bookkeeping structure. What are these considerations?
Okay, so number one is discipline. After you reach the stable stage, right, you at least need to do some weekly reconciliation. Like every few days or every few weeks, you have income coming in from your clients and cash flow, and then you are paying out to your supplier or you're buying stuff, right? You really need to record this, ideally in an accounting bookkeeping system, a software. So some of you prefer to use Excel to save costs, but just make sure that you are very confident in your numbers, lah. The number two thing is financial health, man. Manage our budget, our income, our cash flow. But for businesses, maybe you are not so well versed in managing the money from the business, because business is all profitability already.
Yeah.
Maybe you have employees, you need to pay their next month's salary, and then you never even budget for it. You have multiple founders and multiple partners there, then how to manage the money and split the money. And in fact, tax planning is another aspect. Some founders and business owners, they need to think of how to split the money in terms of dividends, director fees, salary. Especially if you have multiple partners, you don't split the money correctly, right? You may lead to a founder breakup or something like that. Tax planning is also part of all this financial strategy and knowing when to register for GST. But for solo business, usually we don't hit the GST mark very fast. We just focus on be profitable first, and then we get at least a CIT rebate.
This whole accounting and bookkeeping structure is actually part of the business growth, because it helps us understand our cash flow better, our funds better, and helps us have enough money to pay tax like at the end of the financial year and even declare dividends.